This is a dictation for Lisa Ford, L-I-S-A-F-O-R-D. Lisa Ford, date of birth 5/23/1974, date of accident 11/23/2022, date of service is January 27, 2023. Ford has a chief complaint of severe pain in the back, hands, neck, and severe headaches, and left shoulder, and shooting pain to the right leg. I want to do some of the symptoms to it. I don't have an accident, and I'll put on.
The history of automobile accident is
as a driver at approximately 4 PM of 11/23/2022 near I-696 and Orchard Lake Road area. She reported that the time was of a rush hour, and she took her son to the work, and they her lane was reduced to 2 lanes, and the car in front suddenly stopped. And and when she also slowed down, a semi truck rear-ended her car at a moderately high speed. He was his stepson was discharged. He was driving in a Cadillac XTD and was hit by a semi truck. Her car speed was 5 miles and truck speed was 10. The patient was restrained. The airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. And police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and the patient did not go to the hospital at the time of accident, and it is all happened due to the heavy traffic that we stopped. Her car, the damage is as follows: the car is not total. The bumper in the rear and the trunk was damaged. Windshield was not broken. The bumper of the truck was also damaged quite a bit. The headrest, steering wheel, seat belts, all the structure inside are intact. Personal injury-wise, patient report that at the time of accident, she did not bang her head into any hard surface, no head injury, no loss of consciousness. Chest pain was due to the shock, due to the seat belt. The chest pain she experienced initially was moderate, and it was most likely due to seat belt tightening. She did have a whiplash injury as her head moved forward and backward. No nausea, vomiting, bleeding, lacerations, and there was no damage to the ankle, knee, feet, or hip. There was no danger to the elbows or hand, except for the right shoulder. No, the right shoulder. In the left shoulder, I believe. The history of presenting illness, the patient suffering from falling symptoms, the body is headache, 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly on the front and the right temple, left temple. Severity is moderately severe. Frequency, it is off and on. Triggers, sensitive to the light. And associated factors are nausea, but denies any vomiting, fever, or symptoms of TBI patient report that she's suffering from dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, fearful of the event, nausea, blurred vision, spots in the vision. However, she denies any loss of vision, field, vomiting, seizures, incontinence of the urine bowel, she denies any confusion, disorientation, or nightmares, or loss of consciousness. She suffers from lightheadedness, sleep disturbance, and anxiety. Denies any panic, depression, or any bad dream. And denies any radiation of pain to the arm or leg, numbness or tingling, and sudden anesthesia. Currently, she sometimes is scared of riding a car or sitting close behind the traffic that bothers her. Radials are really affected. Pain-wise, patient reports here and there is moderate pain in the neck, however, she reports that her toes are not numb most of the time. At this time, she can walk one or two blocks, she can sit comfortably, and she can stand. The sitting, standing, walking, and improved by lying down and meditating. In the system review, all are negative, no medical problems. Past surgical history, patient has had a surgery on the right shoulder for bursitis and 1-inch scar is present and the pain is not there anymore. And it was done in 2018. She doesn't remember the name of the surgery. Allergies to doxycycline and naproxen. Past medical, family medical history, mother is deceased due to heart attack, father is deceased to suicide, siblings are alive, relationship status, lives with her husband, kids who don't need them. Not been working for last 2 weeks. Disability none. She's never filed a social security disability. Social history patient does not do work that day. traditionally patients report mood and enjoyment of life for affected 10, while mental activity improves, concentrate and reduces others will be affected 7. Regarding the radiance, the protection is checked upon for us is as follows. Once again, yard work is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Home chores, doing laundry, vacuuming is affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Cooking and kitchen is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Eating, bathing, dressing, walking, and standing are affected 7. Reaching in the corner is affected 5. Physical examination. This is Lisa Ford, a 48-year-old African-American female, 5 feet 11 inches, 160 pounds. The blood pressure is 110 over 85, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 99. The general review is as follows. The patient is a 48-year-old African-American female, sitting comfortably, and she's comfortably conscious and well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. There's no acute distress or shortness of breath. Patient has a mild anxiety, but not lethargy. She exhibits good attitude and demeanor. Patient hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any limb or any intelligent gait, and she's not using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam is from the complete, except in the skin, there is a scar at the right shoulder for previous surgery. The neurological examination is completely normal. Musculature examination. There is a spasm of the left trapezius muscles with several trigger points. And the left shoulder is tenderness is present in the rotator cuff region. rest of the muscles have a good normal tone, bulk and contractions, and no clonus or fasciculation or motor muscle. There is no muscle spasm, tenderness or atrophy of the muscle is noticed. And trigger points are present in the left side of trapezius muscle. Two of them are in the upper part of the fibers near the neck to the shoulder junction, and some are present in the paraspinal area. Musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is from the tablet, normal. Spine tenderness, C5, 6, 7. Spine is tender, T12 to L1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are tender. Bilateral sacral is going for tender. There is a paraorbital muscle spasm in the paraspinal region on the way from C1 to L5. General, but there are no trigger points. There is a generalized tenderness. It is more on the left side than the right. And hypertonicity is 2+. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited. Forward flexion is 30. Extension is 30. Bilateral side flexion is 35. Bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30. Extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 15. Bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was slightly painful and not even possible. Maneuvers to identify the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, negative. Sperling sign is positive, dermat test is positive, destruction test positive, Soto Hall test is positive, and myelopathic sign is positive. In 36 spine group test, and swamp test is negative, and swimming test is negative, third leg raising test is positive, or 30 degrees control lateral leg raise test is positive. Gregor test is negative. Chem test is positive. Flexion test is positive. Decompression test positive. Destruction test positive. Hinderberg sign is negative. Extremity examination. Except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Motor power fiber function is normal and there is no pre-specified muscle. Acidation muscle spasm very present. All of the joints are completely normal with normal gait. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. The inspection does not reveal any fracture or dislocation. range of motions are limited. On active motion, it is possible to do 260 degrees. Pain level is 7. And drop arm test was negative. And chair posterior apprehension test was negative. V89.2 X60 general F91.9 F42.9 muscles F60.9
trigger points multiple and
the left trapezius 5 of them
ligaments and 554 5.0
upper extremities left shoulder M25.512 M75.110 M75.30 75.550 S43.482D and spine cervical spine M54.2 M50.20 M54.2 S13.4 X6 M53.82 thoracic spine M54.09 L spine M54.5 5.1.7 5.4.2 X3.5 X6 second spine is M46.1 M54.1 M53.5 X6 plan for use of cortisone template and treatment plan will be as follows. First is they follow the template. First is physical therapy, which is ordered for 3 times per week, focusing on the area of the pain and attraction, massage, laser treatment. Medication. Patient is provided the following medication. Non-narcotic is Mobic, 15 milligram of the dose. Control medicine or narcotic medicine, tamoxifen, mifepristone. Non-pharmaceutical modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, psychiatry, referral, is yes, patient has panic and anxiety and all that, that can be helped. Fitness club program, yes, a review of available MRI and other imaging work, none are existing right now. Prevention pain procedures, besides doing a trigger point injections, a separate leg joint injection, and other are on the table right now. Surgical options are none. Neuropsychiatry evaluation. Patient has a couple of the symptoms for neuropsych and she will be referred to neuropsych care. Provision of attended care and caseworker is not warranted right now. She is able to handle her ADL. Past medical records are recorded in the investigation. So far, no MRI has been ordered. I am going to wait for MRI of the cervical spine and MRI of the lumbar spine has been ordered. The neural site will also open. DME patient is provided with the back brace, neck brace, back brace, neck brace, and the urine drip was also done. And the patient person is in 15 days' time. Thank you.